It's a wrap. Oregon's on their way to a win 23-0 over Texas Tech. Of course, coming up at 4 o'clock today, you've got Alabama at number 9 taking on number 1 Indiana in the Rose Bowl. Very interested to see what the weather conditions continue to look out there, because insane, insane rain was out in Pasadena, especially earlier today. You saw them with the giant squeegees pushing out rain off that field, and it's all outdoors. You can't hide from it out there. It'll be interesting to see how it affects that game. It is the Dopey Millennial Show. Caleb Johnson with you on this Thursday. Happy New Year to all of you. We're going to continue our college football playoff conversation. Go out to the waitfor.com hotline and bring in a favorite guest of mine, a guy who does a really great job covering the Georgia Bulldogs, writer at Dogs HQ, Rivals, and On Three, Jeremy Johnson. Jeremy, happy New Year to you, sir. How you doing, man?
I'm good. Happy New Year to you.
Good. I know you are down in New Orleans getting ready to cover the Sugar Bowl tonight, where the Georgia Bulldogs take on the Ole Miss Rebels. Obviously, an opportunity for redemption for the Bulldogs to some extent after how last year went. Very different circumstances, obviously, as you know. But with this one element, though, Jeremy, it feels like it's a thing now, as Miami gets the win last night over Ohio State. You see today, Oregon gets the win over Texas Tech. Teams with a bye are now 0-6 in the playoffs against a team that gets to play the week before. So with this whole idea of, is it a reward to get the bye or is it not, kind of feeling one way or another about how this is affecting the college football playoffs?
I think it just depends on the situation, depends on the team. I think Miami was a team that was playing really well at the end of the season.
Yeah.
And they were able to continue their momentum. You know, last night, obviously, you saw them beating Ohio State. Oregon's a team you can say the same thing about. And Texas Tech, you know, had to go sit and wait around. And Oregon's just hot right now. So I think it just depends on the team. Whereas in Georgia's case, you know, Georgia had some bumps and bruises where that extra week was a help. They may get two guys back, and Ethan Barbour and Colby Young, that may not have played last week if they had to play. So I think it just matters, with the situation and obviously, you know, the matchup itself.
For sure. What has Kirby Smart been able to do to kind of prepare his team? Because I remember earlier in the season, like he mentioned, you know, talking to other teams and having those conversations about how you prepare yourself. Of course, I remember he was talking, you know, at one point they didn't know whether we're going to play in the SEC championship game or not. What has Kirby been able to do the last couple of weeks to prepare his team for not playing a game?
Yeah, those first 2 weeks, you know, before, you know, everybody knew who the exact opponent would be, they did a lot of, you know, looking in the mirror and self-scouting and trying to figure out, you know, where the deficiencies were on the current team as it was constructed after the Alabama game. So they did a lot of that, you know, that soul searching and got to, you know, see a little bit of themselves a little bit. And then they took a little break right before Christmas, got some time away, got some time spent with the families, and then they came back. And, you know, it was basically like a regular game week after that, and they've been preparing for Ole Miss ever since. I know they got a couple days before the break, too, to kind of look at Ole Miss and Tulane. Haven't already played Ole Miss already, though. Kind of, you know, they've already got a lot of notebook on them already. So preparation, you know, since Christmas, the day after Christmas, has been just like a regular game week, you know. Having a travel day in there, they got on the field, I believe, Tuesday. So, you know, it's been a typical week since Christmas.
Talking with Jeremy Johnson, writer at Dogs HQ on the waitfor.com hotline. Jeremy, that game won where it was back and forth. I believe Ole Miss scored on like 5 straight offensive possessions. Getting to the fourth quarter, Georgia's defense is able to get some stops, get off the field, and Georgia's offense able to continue scoring and go on and get the win. How do you see Georgia? How different of a team are they since that Ole Miss game?
I think the secondary has changed a ton for Georgia. That game, they, you know, they gave up some big plays, and they allow Ole Miss to just march down the field. I mean, I think we'll see some of that tonight because Ole Miss is a very good offense, and I think Trinidad Chambliss is playing as well as probably anybody in college football at the quarterback position right now. So I think that's where it starts. DeMelo Jones, Ellis Robinson, those two guys have grown into grown men this year, and especially in the second half of the year. Ellis Robinson is probably one of the best cornerbacks in college football left playing right now. So having those two guys kind of mature and become big pieces of being able to be physical in the run game and then also being sticky in coverage, they're playing a lot more man coverage than they were at that time. You know, it was a lot of zone and stuff, but trying to, you know, ease those guys into college football. But right now they're all playing man coverage, and Dalen Everett is still Dalen Everett, been a 3-year vet. And so, you know, Georgia's secondary has been the key to Georgia's success in the second half of the year. And then the pass rush has gotten better, obviously, with the emergence of Quintavious Johnson and Gabe Harris, who is, you know, dealing with a little bit of an injury. So having those two guys kind of emerge as pass rushers has been huge in addition to having that growth in the secondary for Georgia.
Last year in this game, it was Gunnar Stockton who had played a half of football in the SEC championship game because Carson Beck had gone down. This time around, obviously, very different quarterback. It felt like he's had some really impressive moments this season and some moments where you're left scratching your head of not knowing who Gunnar Stockton is as a quarterback. As he enters this game tonight, what version of Gunner do you expect against this Ole Miss defense?
I think we'll see the Gunner that we saw in the second half of that first game, just because I think he's more healthy. He's had a chance to get his body. His bumps and bruises have been healed. He's had a couple weeks to practice. And if they're able to get Kobe Young back tonight, He hasn't had Kobe Young since that first matchup. So, you know, having that big body, that guy that can get down the field and make plays, that's a key to Georgia's offense. And, you know, you combine that with Zachariah Branch, they've had 3 weeks to kind of cook up new ways to get Zachariah the football. So I think that'll be something you'll get see. And I think the run game will be a big part of it for Georgia as well. But, you know, I think Gunner's going to have an opportunity to make some plays with his feet as well. And, you know, he's rested, he's healthy. So, you know, we may see a little more of that than we have over the second half of the year. So I do think he's, you know, gotten the opportunity to grow more confident, and I think, you know, they're going to allow him to play himself. I mean, one of the things Mike Bobo said was a key to that first game was that they just told him to go play free. I expect the message to be kind of similar tonight, that don't worry about making mistakes. Just go out there and play your game. You're good. You can make plays, and I think that's what he's going to go out there and do.
What's your confidence level in Georgia's rush defense, especially as – Kwon Lacy, it seems like he should be able to go, had a shoulder injury in that first half against Tulane last week. He's obviously, you know, been the key to what the Rebels have been able to do offensively running the football. What is kind of your confidence level of Georgia in that aspect?
Yeah, Georgia's – they wake up in the morning trying to – the first thing they think about is stopping the run. So I think they'll be able to do that. But not having Gabe Harris out there will play a factor if he does not play. I mean, you don't lose. Like, that guy has been a key part of their run defense in the second half of the year, all year. So, you know, that'll be an interesting piece to watch, just to kind of see how they adjust without him. But I do think that's kind of the initial, you know, part of the plan for Georgia. And I think, you know, Ole Miss likes to spread you out and try to run the ball in so many, you know, creative ways that, you know, you may see a run burst here or there, but overall, I kind of expect Georgia to be able to keep that under control in a way that allows them to not allow Ole Miss to open up their entire playbook throughout the whole game.
Drew Bobo goes down, and yet we saw in the SEC championship, it doesn't slow down what Georgia is able to do offensively. Why is that the case? It feels like when you lose your center, a lot of teams end up with snap issues. It's too high. It's too low. Fumbles, you know, kind of happen in that aspect. But for Georgia, it felt like they just kind of kept rolling.
Yeah, I mean, I definitely think it's because of the development at Georgia. Malachi Tolliver is a player they recruited and really liked in the recruiting process, and he's had a year to sit there and learn, and he had another year basically learning behind Drew. So he's a guy that's developed, and he's a guy that's playing well right now, and he has an opportunity to be a big part of tonight's game as well. And I think that the rest of that offensive line has played well also. So he has help around him.
Jeremy, it feels like if Georgia can get past Ole Miss tonight, then we've got an incredible matchup of storylines next week with, Miami making it. It feels like that game is set for, the college football playoff conversation. What would be your concern level? I guess since you're an analyst, you can look past tonight's game. And if we're talking about a win for Georgia tonight, if you're looking at Miami, where do you see Georgia matching up against a team like that, especially with the defense that they showed last night against Ohio State?
I personally think Miami is a team that is the most similar to Georgia in the playoffs right now. And that's weird saying because it's weird saying because Alabama is also still in the playoffs, but there's a lot of similarities with how Miami plays defense and how physical they are. They're probably the most physical team in the playoff other than Georgia. So if that's a slugfest. I think we'll talk about Malachi Toney. We'll talk about Carson Beck, but that's not where that game's going to be won. It's going to be one where who can contain Reuben Bain, and who can run the football, because Miami can run the football just as well as Georgia can. And that would be the key to that type of matchup. And there's a lot of similarities. So I think it's a slugfest. That's what that game will be. It'll be talked about in spring. There'll be a lot of sprinkles and a lot of elaborate things that we talk about throughout the week. But at the end of the day, that's a trenches game.
Well, hopefully we can get there. That is Jeremy Johnson, writer for Dogs HQ, Rivals, and On3. You can follow him on social media at @JeremyO_Johnson. Jeremy, happy new year, and appreciate you joining us on this Thursday, man.
Happy new year. Thank you, Caleb. You have a good one.
All right. On the other side of the break, let's continue this college football playoff conversation. Are the playoffs broken? What can be done? As we are now looking at 0-6, teams that have a bye have finished so far in this college football playoff. And you got Alabama and Indiana about to take on one another in the Rose Bowl. It's the Dopey Millennial Show. Caleb Johnson here with you on this New Year's Day. Sports Radio 99.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.